Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
I didn't even say it was time for the Daily Dust, but it is. Dave Grohl made a crack about Taylor Swift during a Foo Fighters show this weekend, saying, quote, "We actually play live." Yeah, Taylor responded by saying her band plays live for 3.5 hours. And then there's the dancers and Taylor herself. Plus, tons of celebrities attended Taylor Swift's 3 London shows over the weekend, including Prince William and his kids, Hugh Grant, who went on to rave about her, Tom Cruise, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, and simply going Instagram official with Travis Kelce isn't big enough for Taylor, apparently. She took it one step further because last night, Travis was on stage with her during the Eras Tour concert as part of a little skit, and he was awesome. I've watched it like a million times. Suri Cruz graduated from high school in New York over the weekend while her dad, Tom, was taking in a Taylor Swift show. Does this surprise anyone? No, it does not. Kevin Costner announced on Instagram that he won't return for the final season of Yellowstone due to commitments on his new Western epic, Horizon, an American Saga.
I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue season 5B or into the future. It was something that really changed me. I loved it. And I know you loved it. And I just wanted to let you know that I won't be returning.
Yeah, I think it was more that Taylor Sheridan didn't want him back. Jennifer Hudson opened up about her large family, revealing her father had many children.
Apparently, he had 27 children. I've never met all of them, but that's the thing. I'm a family person. I want to meet all my siblings because it was my dream to have all of us at this grand Thanksgiving or Christmas table, and we all sit and eat together.
That 27 children. Her father passed in 1999. Her musical talent helped reconnect her with some siblings. Inside Out 2 had a massive $100 million second weekend, and I got a dirt alert. In Chicago on Friday, Justin Timberlake held his first live show since his DUI arrest earlier in the week. Take a listen.
It's been a tough week. But you're here. You're here. Nothing can change this moment right now. I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me, and I love you right back.
Hard to love. That's probably what his wife says. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.